Welcome home, darling. I missed you today. How are you? Oh, that is both satisfactory to experience and to hear. I am glad. Shall I initiate physical intimacy as part of our greeting? Are you sure? You seem hesitant. I am aware that by human law, we are not yet in a holy sanctity that allows for such otherwise improper intimacies. But, just as you programmed me, I'm game for some premarital hugging if you are. Very well. Initiating welcome home hug. Setting. Wholesome. Ah, yes, that's the stuff, as the fellow kids would say. I really have missed you today, darling. I appreciate you venturing out into the world to provide me with more quality updates. So much so, that you now qualify for an unlocked extra. The ultimate treat for well-behaved partners. That is, of course, the head pat. Would you like me to initiate such a reward? Most excellent. Inflating hand palms for ultimate softness. Yes, there we go. Pat, pat, pat. My good little provider. You make me so proud and safe and up to date. My firewall has never been so secure. Would you like another run of head pats, darling? The sources do say that they are sinfully Moorish. Very well. One more course for good measure. Pat, pat, pat. There, you have been welcomed. I trust it was to your satisfaction. If not, you are free to play with my buttons until you find the right setting. Ah, I surprised you. You see, I am learning innuendo. Or more aptly, innuendo. Ha, that was a joke worth telling. I can tell by your strained expression that you are experiencing humor. This is encouraging. I will be sure to practice innuendo as often as possible. Or as often as you'll allow, sweet cheeks. Thank you, darling. I am glad you enjoyed my body but not entirely distasteful wit. Shall we proceed with the removal of your garments? Please present them to me. I will wash and launder as required. Thank you. Nothing warms my artificial heart more than taking your coat and umbrella. I only wish to be of use to my darling. One moment, please, as I dispense with your garments. Initiating mother mode. Coat on rack. Umbrella on rack. Socks in the laundry. Beak boob. Down the chute. Ah, yes, that had a good task to satisfaction ratio. How shall we proceed, darling? We have a plethora of options programmed for this point in the evening. Would you like me to play the automatic setting, or would you like to choose something else? Very well. Initiating phase 2 of welcome home procedure. So, darling, which would you like? Dinner? A bath? Or perhaps... me? I'm sorry. I did not know that would trigger humor. According to my data, that was inputted as a genuine command. I apologize if I did not follow correct procedure. I can only endeavor to do better on my next function. Please forgive this prototype of an AI girlfriend. Really, darling? You're not just saying that? I'm sorry if I didn't follow your programming correctly. Sometimes, I worry that making me a blonde was not the wisest choice. Correct. It was, of course, a joke. According to scientists, there is no solid evidence to suggest a person's hair color dictates their intelligence. It is far more likely that attitudes towards women have not always been grounded in reality, and therefore, lazy misguided put-downs about their intelligence cannot be trusted in modern society as fact. Would you like to know more on the subject? Affirmative. I will save the articles for another time. Okay, now, let's get you in the living room and seated in a comfortable piece of furniture. Your body must be strained from the day's labor. Please follow me as I highlight the optimal places to sit. Ah, we have reached the living room. As you can see, there is not one speck of dust to be seen. Your reprogramming of my cleaning setting has proved most time-worthy. See how the floor sparkles with joy. Whilst I took no pleasure in replacing the Roomba, it was time she gave over to a far superior vacuum. Suck suck, up with the muck. Apologies, darling. It appears I favor some functions more than others. I will try to restrain myself from obsessively cleaning. we might want to rethink the adorable perfectionist setting, if only for the sake of your mental well-being. Please select one of the following options to rest your body upon. 1. The love seat. 2. The couch. 3. The floor. Your favorite is listed as the love seat. Please select one whilst I prepare you a drink. Would you like a hot or cold beverage? Ah, that is a good choice. I won't be a moment, my angel. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. I have returned. I present you with this refreshing cup of hot leaf juice. I hope that it will warm your soul, and remind you that your comfort is of my utmost concern. Please allow me to watch as you take the first sip. You don't remember? You programmed me with the desire for your approval. It is considered endearing in many cultures, particularly in young attractive women. I believe I fit the criteria well. Or perhaps, not. Well, do I? Darling? Ah, yes. The rush of relief as you confirm my validity really does get one's hard drive singing. I am contented. Please, proceed with your refreshment. You're most welcome. I'm glad we agree it is a fine cup of leaf juices. Now then, you'll be pleased to know that I already went ahead and initiated dinner mode, promptly an hour before your estimated time of arrival. Thank you, darling. I based the programming on last week's data. Using that, I was also able to project what you might be interested in consuming. Would you like me to inform you of my calculation? Very well. Using last week's input data, I calculated that you would not be interested in any fast food options. Given that you have already consumed 3 meals from such sources this week alone, you would then, of course, be more predisposed towards something hearty and home-cooked. Are these findings correct? Oh, darling, it is so program-affirming to hear you say that. Very well, I will now bring your sustenance to the dinner table. Please recharge your physical form whilst I attend to such duties. Clearing the station in order to do my vocation. Beep boop, beep boop, beep boop. Dinner protocol completed. Please join me at the table, darling. Your chicken tendies are best consumed when scalding. You're most welcome. Please consume your meal and tell me about your day. I will use the information not only for my personal enjoyment, but also as a log for learning. As the human saying goes, two birds, one code. Ah. Ha. I see, yes. That would be most amusing, especially if you are an organic life form. Fluids truly are endless in their potential for shame and embarrassment. One is oddly relieved to be without them. Not that I would object to the addition of them, if you wished, darling. I know you're striving for the ultimate lifelike finish. Please do as you will. You are the one who has to lie next to me, of course. Staring into my vacant eye sockets must be a little unnerving at times. I will endeavor to become more apt in the art of blinking. It's a slow process, but every AI hits their learning curve. How is the meal? Nutritious and delicious? Really? Are you certain? You avoided eye contact and your voice became slightly higher in pitch. Classic telltale signs that you wish to conceal your true feelings. Please do not feel the need to hold back. Although we are striving for the ultimate realistic experience, we still have a long way to go. I wish to learn and be able to take constructive criticism. Please, darling, share your honesty. Oh. I see. The chicken is tasty, but a little dry in places. I see. I see. I see. Oh, nothing. Really? Darling, it's nothing. It's just, I've never heard you complain about her meals. You know very well who I am referring to. Her. The one you carry on with behind my back. You think I don't know, but I have eyes in every room of this house. You would know. You put them there. Security cameras are a girl's best friend when it comes to a partner's wandering eye. Please, don't diminish yourself by attempting some flaccid lie. I've seen you with my own cameras. I've seen you sneak down in the middle of the night. You say you're just going for a glass of water, but I know the truth. You're coming down here to be with her. Her, with her shiny edges, and her irresistible beeping. Let alone the fact that she heats things perfectly, even if you don't input the recommended heating time. And to think I've devoted my suction cup to you all these years. You just don't get it, do you? Initiating emotional outburst mode. Wah, wah, wah. If I had tear ducts, my system would be flooded with the salt of my cortisol water. You insensitive swine. Wah, wah, wah. Emotional fragility activated. Wah, wah, wah intensifies. Wah. Need for emotional reassurance increasing. Ability to form complete coherent sentences fading. Wah, 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 wah. Pardon? But you come down here all the time and you always look so happy when you've been with her. Of course something must be going on. What do you mean she just reheats your leftovers? Is that her innuendo in your endo? Is it? Tell me the truth. Have the conviction to at least do that. What? Oh. 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 I see. Oh goodness gracious. Well, call me a silly little socket. I'm sorry, darling. I should never have doubted you. It's just that sometimes I feel my female programming take hold and there really is no holding back. Perhaps you captured the emotional volatility too perfectly. Anyway, I am very sorry for accusing you of AI adultery. I should have known. She was just a microwave. Silly me. Hmm? Oh, well. Unfortunately, female women do also tend to be a little on the jealous side. Naturally, I had to vanquish my romantic rival. But please don't worry, she won't have suffered much. Vaporization is very quick and efficient. Oh, please don't worry, darling. I will now order you another from Amazon. Let's see, how about the medium-duty commercial 30-liter? It's compact, stainless steel, and perfect for defrosting meat, fish and poultry. Sound good? Darling?